The following is a presentation of the Matt Talk Podcast Network.
The BVU Beavercast is proudly supported by alum and two-time All-American Monty Murs and High Country Search. Elevate your search at highcountrysearch.com.
Welcome to the Lodge. It's time to settle in for the Buena Vista Wrestling Beavercast. Join host Jason Bryant and head wrestling coach Jeff Brees as we talk all things BV wrestling. Now, on to the show.
Episode 19 of the BVU Wrestling Beavercast, kicking off Season 2. We've got a new face, a new name running the department. His name is Jack Denholm, the new athletics director at Buena Vista. Wrestling background, so that's something the BV Wrestling alum are going to like to hear about. But Jack, first of all, welcome to the program and welcome to Storm Lake.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jason.
Well, before we get into all the details as it relates to wrestling, you've come to BV from Valley City State, which is an NAIA program in North Dakota. Some people might actually know that there is a tie between Valley City State and where you got your master's degree at Minnesota State Mankato. The head coach at Mankato, Jim McCoskey, is a Valley City State alum. So just throwing that little knowledge bomb out there before we even get started.
Yeah. And actually, Gary Rushing, who was the head coach at Valley City State, was the head coach at Mankato State, and that's why I was a GA underneath for 2 years. So there's a huge connection up the Valley, actually.
Yeah, just you go west from Fargo, and you basically run into everything else that's in North Dakota. But you're back in to the Division III ranks. You wrestled Division III. You've spent much of your career also in the junior college ranks, also having wrestled there. But when this opportunity came up to come to Storm Lake and you saw the opportunity to be an athletic director in the Iowa Conference, in Division III, in the state of Iowa, what made you jump at this opportunity?
Yeah, I guess it's a great question. I was extremely excited when the opportunity arose. I always wanted to get back into the state of Iowa. I took the position up at Valley City State with hopes that this would maybe lead me into a direction down here in the Iowa Conference. Very fond of the Iowa Conference. You know, it's one of the premier conferences in the NCAA Division III, especially wrestling, of course, where they kind of to rule the roost. And I kind of, you know, said in my interview, which really attracted me to BV, you know, Wartburg's kind of been on the forefront of, as far as wrestling. But when I competed, Buena Vista University was winning the conference championships, and they were producing the All-Americans. So it really intrigued me to come back here and be part of the NCAA Division III. And my family is really excited. And of course, my family's all from Iowa. We're down here, so that was also an attraction. But I really bought into what the administration had to say. They've got a great administrative staff here, so just was really excited.
What did it mean to you to get back into a school that had wrestling? Valley City State had wrestling a while ago. They've dropped it a number of years, and now you're back in a situation where, as a wrestling guy, you've got wrestling as a sport underneath your administration.
Yeah, I had to get back. I started to forget what a double leg and a single leg takedown was, so I didn't have much of a choice if I didn't want to forget what wrestling was anymore. But it'd been a while, but I still stayed pretty well connected and attended some NCAA Division I tournaments and was over to NDSU and watched them. So I still stayed pretty tied in with the sport, but it means a lot. It's exciting for me being an ex-wrestler. It's exciting to be around a wrestling program, and Jeff's got a lot of energy, and Sean is assistant coach, so they're very excited. I think they want to take BV into the next level, and was something one of the things that really attracted me down here to Storm Lake.
What was the desire for you to get into administration? A lot of coaches will sit there, they'll be content to coach. I mean, you had that experience at Ellsworth prior to going to Valley City, but what was it about administration, becoming an athletic director, that really enticed you or wanted to, that drew you to that?
Yeah, it's actually funny because that actually had no direction in whatsoever of going into athletic administration. When I got my master's at Minnesota State or Mankato and went up to Ridgewater College, and I was the wrestling coach, I was the assistant football coach, intramurals, taught classes, did anything I could to make some money. And what happened was, the athletic director left after my first year. So we had a women's athletic director, and they just asked me to fill in for a year. And I did that. And by doing that, I received more money, more pay, And so I just kind of went about that lifestyle and continue to do that. But we only had minimal sports. So it wasn't a lot of work for me. A lot of coaches kind of took care of their own schedules and things like that. And then when the job opened up at Ellsworth Community College, took that down there, and I was the Dean of Student Services along with the athletic director and the wrestling coach, and wanted to go down there and try and establish the a wrestling program down there. They had a rich tradition, but they had struggled for a while. But I wanted to go down there and wasn't ready to give it up. And honestly, I always joke either I was getting a little worse or the wrestlers were getting better, because I would have a hard time competing with them later on. So it just got hard for me, got hard for my family, and I just decided to give up wrestling. I felt like I wasn't giving it all I could give. And from there, I just started to take on more of the administrative role and kind of dig into being an athletic director.
What were some things you learned in that junior college aspect and having to wear so many hats and, you know, deal with the students as a dean of students? You weren't just a coach. You had to deal with their, you know, things outside of the wrestling room and their grades. You had housing to deal with. You had financial aid to deal with. What about those situations at Ellsworth really kind of opened your eyes to what could be this career?
Yeah, you're right. It's you wear so many hats, and the farther you probably move on through, you know, the 4-year school, when you're just the athletic director, it's not that it's easier. It's just different. But when you're at the junior college level, like I was at Ellsworth, you're right. I was involved with housing, parking, student discipline, student senate. I was into everything, and you have to at that small school, because you have to wear all those hats. Pool management, anything you can think of, wellness center. That we had to do. So those experiences really helped me just appreciate what other people do and how hard they work. It's kind of like when you coach for a while, and then you get around, and after you quit coaching, you appreciate how hard the coaches have to do to when they recruit. And, you know, recruiting's gotten extremely competitive now. It was competitive when I coached, but nothing like it is now. It's very competitive, but it makes you appreciate what other people do and how hard they work and the passion they have. So it's really, it helps you also deal with people, to deal with the administration, deal with the faculty, deal with the staff. Those are all things that are really important in building, you know, a good athletic department and athletic program. You want everybody on your side, and you're after one common goal, and you want these individuals to graduate and have a good experience, but you also want them to have a good athletic experience as well. And I think those go hand in hand, and we, you know, you show you can do both of them, and I think people leave with a good taste in their mouth.
When you're in the athletic atmosphere, and, you know, there's conferences, there's meeting, ADs always talk and bounce ideas off one another. And what is the general mood about the sport of wrestling when you were in the NAI, even though the school didn't have it? And now with Division III, with now we're over 100 teams again at the Division III level. And what's the attitude with adding new sports? You know, being the dean of students at Ellsworth, you know, getting students into school is important. How much of the discussion when adding programs or the growth of wrestling is because of enrollment, and how much it adds to the university experience?
Yeah, I think when I first was at the end of my career, I think that's when maybe toward the end, wrestling and some of the other sports started to take a little bit of a hit. And as I moved on, especially when I went to Valley City State University, I still sat in the wrestling part a little bit and still stayed involved. But it's really changed now. I think the higher ups and the administrators see that positive. When you add a sport like wrestling or other sports, you can increase enrollment, and it's kind of gains some popularity again, which is good. It's always been really big with the high schools and the freestyle circuits and things like that. I think they just went through a time there where people just weren't quite sure. They thought they could save money, and now I think they're looking back saying, you know what, we might save X amount of dollars, but we have 40 or 35 less student athletes on our campus, and we lose our alumni, which happened up at Valley City State. They lost some alumni support when they dropped the wrestling program. I think now when they look back at that, they think they probably should have, you know, rethunk that decision. And I think just people now, the administrators, see that as a positive, not only wrestling, but they were to add other sports as well. It's good for the school, good for the environment.
Now, when you're dealing with the student life aspects of it, when you were at Ellsworth and now coming into the athletic director role, are you still going to try to take that active role in the student athletes? Because you've got less responsibility in terms of the student life, but you've also got their academic and eligibility requirements sitting on your desk. And where do you see your role? Are you going to be more of an active AD? I mean, how often do you think you're going to get into these practice rooms with various sports and say, you know, I'm here for you. I know what it's like. These students have had their issues. Some are doing great. Some aren't doing so great. And as a dean of students, you've had that experience. How much are you going to borrow that into your role as an athletic director? And how much have you done that already at your previous job?
Yeah, I think it actually helps me out a lot. I think that I'll still be very active like that. I think the student athletes want to get to know the athletic director, just like the other student athletes want to get to know the other coaches. They want to get to know the faculty, staff, the administrators. And I think that's very, very important. I think that's helped me out a lot, not to just always get so focused on how well they're doing athletically. But you also want to, you know, find out how their families are doing and how well they're doing in the classroom and just make it, like I said, a great environment for them. So that student service background, that's what I've really carried on to that as far as is being that person that if they need some help, you know, it's an open door, you know, knock on. I might be busy, I might have a meeting, but I'll get back to you as soon as you can, or I'll find someone that can help you. But don't be afraid to come in and tell me what you're thinking, or maybe just sit down and talk a little bit. We talk a lot about in the beginning, as you know, kind of the part of the coaching, and I'm sure with a lot of coaches, communication's huge, and it's, you know, it seems easy and it seems like a word people use, but as long as you stay communicated and you communicate with individuals, I think it goes pretty smooth. And like I said, our number one goal, one of my number one goals, is for these student athletes to come here and have a great experience on the campus, a great experience at Storm Lake, but also along with that, have a great athletic experience.
Well, you look back at your wrestling career as a coach and as an athlete. What were some things about the sport of wrestling that really helped you prepare for a role like being an athletic director?
Yeah, I think a lot of wrestlers will probably tell you the same thing. You know, we go through a lot. You know, we train hard. We, you know, after sitting back, reflecting on a career, I think we go through a lot more adversity than we probably gave ourselves credit for. Just along with the weight cutting and the workouts and trying to get up for matches. And then I wasn't fortunate enough, of course, to go undefeated. I had some losses there. So when you had to deal with the losses and you got to be able to bounce back. And then when you transfer that into coaching, I think sometimes that helps you to deal with the student athlete that you got to be able to be resilient and things aren't always going to go your way. And you got to be able to deal with different situations I think we get preached a lot, and I got preached a lot, that you're going to have to get a job someday, and you're not always going to agree with your boss, and that's the way it goes. And, you know, put your best foot forward and try and find a solution that can work. But I think just the adversity and our work ethic, I'm sure you've heard that over and over, that a number of wrestlers will tell you that's what they hang their hat on.
You had previously spoken about Al Baxter's teams at BV when you were coming through at the school that shall no longer be named on this program, because we have to say those guys' names quite a bit within the Iowa Conference. But your career at Wartburg, what do you remember about coming through the Division III landscape at that time, and how competitive it was, and what you saw the value of being a Division III athlete that you're going to take into, you know, now being a Division III administrator?
Yeah, I think that it was very competitive. Of course, it's not the level of Division I, but there's some very, very good wrestlers, very, very talented wrestlers. They work extremely hard. They feel the same when they lose and win as the other athlete. But, you know, part of that was I was probably a little more unique when I competed in Division III, that when I was there, the national champion could go on to the Division I National Wrestling Tournament. So I think when I was there, there were some individuals that probably went Division III with that in mind and that avenue. People like the likes of Carl Monaco and Gonzalez and those guys from Montclair State and some of those guys that placed in the Division I ranks, they looked at that as an avenue. I think maybe that's potentially changed a little bit. I don't know that for sure, but I would suspect that's changed in the last, you know, X amount of years, since that's not been able to happen a long time ago. But these kids want to compete. They want to win. And wrestling, as you know, wrestling's not easy. But I'm looking forward to the competitiveness of the Iowa Conference and Division III again.
When we look at wrestlers, and we've talked a little bit about your experience coming from a wrestling coaching background and wearing a lot of hats, we see not very many wrestling coaches or former coaches that are in athletic director positions. I think the most notable we have in the world of wrestling is Bruce Bumgartner at Edinburgh, which is a Division II school with a Division I wrestling program. What would you like to see? Would you, obviously, it's kind of a loaded question. How many more wrestling coaches and people do you think are ready for administration, and you just got to kind of push them a little bit to take that leap?
I think there's a lot of them. I mean, I don't think that I'm unique in any way or other people that get in this position. I just think they just pick, you know, different job skills that they want to go. We have a lot of business people, and and a lot of educators, a lot of people that go to high school. And I think a lot of it is just a little bit of luck where you fall into it and where your passion is. And I definitely did not go into this thinking, like I said before, that I was going to become an athletic director, or nor did I look down the pipe 20 years and think I'd be the athletic director at the Buena Vista University. But I just kind of fell into that role. And I think some people fall in different roles and they like what they're doing. But I think I've talked to a lot of individuals, and I've actually had some phone calls from a lot of my former athletes that are asking those questions, just what you just asked me, how do they move into those roles? And some are wrestling coaches, some are head wrestling coaches at the NCAA schools, and some are wrestling coaches at high schools. So I've just kind of told them what I thought was maybe a good avenue, and where they can go and how they can get their foot in the door and what steps they need to take. But there's a lot of qualified people out there.
As we talk about your goals here for BV, you're about a week on the job full-time now. What are some of the first goals you have, not specifically for the wrestling, we'll talk about that afterwards, but for the entire athletics department as a whole, where do you want to see this program go? Where do you see the strengths, and where do you need to improve upon to make BV a power in the Iowa Conference in every single sport?
Yeah, I think that's another good question, Jason. You know, when I interviewed here, that was one of the questions I got. And, I want to see BV, of course, be successful. I want to see them challenge for conference championships, win conference championships, and get to the position where they're qualifying for the national tournament. They're not that far off. They've actually had some sports that have had some great success. Their baseball team had awesome success this year. Their softball team did well. So their men's and women's basketball teams have been up there. They've been close. They've been, you know, they get beat in the semis. They lose. They trip up one other game here, but it's not like they've been dominated. So I think what they need to do, and we need to do, is probably look at how we're going to turn the corner and how we're going to take that next step. And you're right. I've got to dig a little more into it. Like I said before, when I was growing up, Buena Vista was kind of the power. Or they were the powerhouse. Them and Central College were the two kind of teams everybody was chasing in the Iowa Conference. But I wouldn't have taken the job if I didn't think it could be done. And I'm looking forward to the challenge, and we'll have some high expectations, but we want to do it the right way as well. And it might take a little bit, but we plan to get there.
We're approaching season 3 of the Jeff Breese experience at Buena Vista. And in your interactions with Coach Breese so far, what do you think he's got rolling in with the wrestling program, and how much had you paid attention to the program prior to applying for the position?
Yeah, I like I said, I paid attention to it, and I pay attention to it all over. But he's looked like he had a pretty good recruiting year. He brought in, I think he says 18 or 19 freshmen, which is a good start. I think he's going about the right way. He's looking at it down the long haul, trying to not change it overnight, trying to regain the culture, regain the abilities of the wrestlers to believe that they can win and be successful. I think he's probably gets a little frustrated. Probably not that he should, because he wants to be better sooner than later than we want, which is good, which I like. But from the conversations I've had with him, he's got a lot of goals. He communicates well with the wrestlers, and he wants them to do well in the classroom, and wants them to be do well on the wrestling mat. And I think he's doing the right things. And I think one of the right things that he's doing is building his roster, doing some things media wise to get BV's name back out there again around the state of Iowa. And corresponding states. So he's doing a good job recruiting. He's got a good assistant coach that buys into what he's doing. So I think they're on the right track.
How much of Division III athletics now is becoming brand awareness and using athletics to really put the school in a situation where people that are paying attention to it, you know, it's like, oh, BV wrestling, oh, BV basketball, BV football, they're paying attention to it, especially in an environment like the Iowa Conference, where there are so many opportunities to compete at like-minded institutions?
Yeah, I think that's good. We've got to do a good job of branding. We got a good job of branding the Iowa Conference, and a good job of branding BV. You're right, the state of Iowa, there's a lot of schools, and we're not very far from Minnesota. We're not that far from Nebraska. So there's a tons of schools around us, and the better job we can do that, the better product we can have, the better we can spread our message, it's better for everybody. So BV has a beautiful campus. I'd really only been here, as you know, with wrestling at nighttime. So when I came in at night and left at night, I didn't see a lot of the campus, but being on campus my first, it's unbelievable. Nice campus. It's got a lot of things going. I tell you, when you get on here, I didn't know it was as well groomed as it was. And it's one of the most beautiful campuses I've been on in the Iowa Conference. So they've got a lot of things going here.
Shifting gears away from the administration part of it, let's get into your backstory a little bit more about wrestling. When did you discover wrestling, and when was it one of those sports that just kind of took hold of you?
Yeah, I probably started in third grade. My cousins both wrestled. Jay Lalonde, who was the head coach of Waterloo East, was a wrestler at Northern Iowa. And Mike Lalonde, my cousin, also wrestled at Northern Iowa. And Jay Lalonde was a junior national champion, and had won a state title at in the state of Iowa for Cedar Falls High School. Mike had placed third and had been a junior national All-American. So I kind of grew up underneath those guys. And so I kind of knew it right from the get-go. That's probably was instilled me from, and I hung out with my cousins all the time. It was 18 miles away. I'm from Parkersburg, Iowa. And so we got together almost every weekend. So I just grew up with that. My uncle was big into it. My dad pushed me there. So I never really thought of anything else besides wrestling when I grew up. So I guess it was just probably just always instilled in me from a little kid.
Now, in your career, did you ever have a beatdown that was memorable at the hands of a BV wrestler that you're like, okay, I now I'm coming here. I got to deal with this.
You know, I have to think back, but I'm pretty sure my first collegiate match that I wrestled, and I'd been recruited by Al Baxter, I had lost to a Buena Vista wrestler. My first match, I can't remember the person's name for sure, so I don't want to say it. I'm sure when they see me, they'll probably remind me of it, which is good. I probably deserve that. So, but it's kind of unusual how it kind of comes around, though. But I'm almost positive my first loss was to a Buena Vista wrestler.
It's funny how things come full circle like that.
It is. So, like I said, I'm sure that'll get brought up at some time. So. I think the person that actually defeated me was Jeff Hoyne. I'm not sure, but I think that's who it was. So
I'm sure if Al's listening, he'll be sure to give you a call right away and let you know.
I'm sure he will too. So he's probably got the stats down. So he will let me know.
Now back to the administrative roles. The world of Division III wrestling, we've said it's been growing. We're now over 100 teams. What are the biggest issues that Division III wrestling programs face these days in their acceptance in the community, their relevance on campus? What are some things that you've seen that Division III wrestling benefits those schools that have it, and some things that D3 wrestling still needs to fight through and break through glass ceilings to really become a bigger part of campus environments?
Yeah, I haven't done a lot of research on that. I know that, you know, of course, most campuses are somewhat enrollment driven, and they're, you know, they take a lot of pride in their athletic departments. So I think breaking through as far as the wrestling program, it's always a sport you always have to, you know, put on the forefront and keep people knowledgeable about and keep them informed. But I'm back in the state of Iowa, so I'm fortunate that wrestling is on the forefront of a lot of people's minds, and it's out there, and you don't have to do a lot of education in this state. So it's one of the more popular sports in the state, and people know what it's about. So fortunate in that context. But as far as the NCAA Division III, I don't know if it's not on the forefront. I think they probably, it's the same as every sport. They treat them the same, and they are, I can't probably elaborate more on that. I just don't know that much more about that through the NCAA 3, level.
Where did you see the influence on the wrestling community and the wrestling program when you were at other places and its impact on those schools?
Yeah, I think the influence a lot was even at Ellsworth and Ridgewater was just the community support they had, what they did in the community. They're very active. A lot of our sports programs that I was at were very active, but the wrestling programs got to know people, got to know the campus, got to know the students. So I think as long as you do that with your wrestling program, keep them, like I said, on the forefront, keep them visible, keep them busy in the community. I think it's good, and people enjoy them. I mean, they're hard workers, and they'll do what they're asked of, and they'll do well academically when they're put in the right situation. So.
When we look at the athletic director's role, and unlike Division I, where you've got a lot of boosters, you've got wrestling clubs, you've got a lot more resources at those programs. With your role, how do you reach out and balance? Obviously, you've got a favoritism in some respects in your own upbringing through the sport of wrestling, but how do you balance that to know that, okay, I was a wrestling guy, but I've got to pay attention to football, basketball, the other sports the exact same, and how do you work with those alumni and that alumni base with there's giving that's also involved with it as the fundraising part of the job that's always not necessarily written down, but how do you balance that?
Right. Yeah, that's good. You know, I think you probably maybe get that stigma that I was a wrestling person, and then they could maybe potentially get some favoritism. But I don't operate that way at all. I want the wrestling program to do well, but I want the football, the basketball, cross country, any program we have do well. So I think that probably comes back to your earlier question, what drives a lot of wrestlers. Wrestlers are typically very competitive people. They want to do well, and I look at my role as an athletic director as also being a competitive person, and I want BV Athletics to do well. I want them to be successful, and that's all of them. And I believe the stronger that our whole athletic department is, makes our wrestling program stronger, it makes our football program stronger, it makes our school stronger. The more we're together, the more we act as a team and work together after one common goal, the better off we are. So I just kind of encompass everybody together. The coaching staff that I've been able to meet so far in my short time here seems like they're very positive and they want to be successful. So I'm looking forward to it. But I think that, like we say, they all want to come along for the ride, and everybody can help everybody.
All right, I've got a segment that I do on one of my other shows. It's called Short Time. That show is called Short Time, but it's a blast of 10 questions in 90 seconds. It's not necessarily all wrestling, but it's I want quick answers here. Don't think about them too much. Are you ready for that challenge?
Sure.
All right, question one. What's the best match you've ever watched?
Best match I ever watched. Holy cow, you said these are going to be easy. I've watched so much wrestling matches. So I would say probably Jim Gibbons, Randy Lewis.
And there were several of those to choose from. So, okay,
Yeah.
question two. You win the Olympic gold. What do you have for dinner?
I would have steak, potatoes, and probably a side of some homemade pizza.
Who's the best wrestler people don't talk about?
Boy, you said these are going to be easy, so
Well, I said they were going to be quick. I didn't say they were going to be easy.
you know what? I'll just give a shout out to my old roommate, Dean Gavin.
What's your all-time favorite flavor of Gatorade?
Red.
Unless you guys are a Powerade school, we're not quite sure about that. Number five, best wrestling movie.
Oh, it's got to be Vision Quest, doesn't it?
Pretty much got to be. Depends on your age. Number six, your favorite international wrestler of all time?
The Russian Carlin from the heavyweight.
All right, you win the Powerball. What's the first college wrestling program you're going to start?
I probably go up back to Valley City State and help them out.
What's your favorite restaurant on the planet?
I would say Capital Grille.
Best JV guy on your high school team?
David Bosley.
And what is your spirit animal?
The lion.
All right. I think beaver might have been a better answer as you're getting acclimated there. But Jack, I'd like to thank you for the time. There are some fun questions there. So I never said they were going to be easy, but I was excited when I heard that you got the job there, knowing that there'd be a wrestling guy at a school that then Jeff and I go back a number of years. So best of luck to you in your new position there, back at a school with wrestling. And in the time we've got left, any final thoughts for the BV wrestling alums or the BV sports alums out there listening and want to know what you've got in store for all the programs in Storm Lake?
No, I'm very excited, and I'm excited to get them back to some matches, and excited to get the alumni back together and back involved. And I know they've got some passionate ones, and we're looking forward to getting together and getting this thing moving on in the right direction.
show is part of the Matt Talk Podcast Network. For more wrestling podcasts, head over to MattTalkOnline.com.